B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Chris Terry and Bundy on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bundy!
Yo, cuz. Yeah, we're two of the three guys that actually have a burger at Ponzio's named after us. So you know what? If you don't have that, you haven't lived life, my brother.
One of the great, the Bundy Burger, baby, is always the best. you know what's funny? I was just talking about the run in 2010. And what a great time. We were hanging out, me, you, Jason, and the whole crew. It was so much fun, man.
It was. And, you know, that was really the last special time, I think, that we've had in terms of a playoff run. And 10 years ago, Anthony, that's unbelievable you say that, because it feels like it was like 3 weeks ago. You know, we're in Chicago. Yeah. It's just a dynamic atmosphere both here in Philly and in the Windy City at the time. And it's been an interesting decade, really, until the Flyers have gotten back here. And I know we're going down the rabbit hole with this team this year, but this has been the best Flyers team, the way they've come together since that last run in 2010.
And I want to ask you, because, you know, look, we all believe that they're real, and this is just the beginning of something real special. What makes them right now? What has been in your, having covered this team all season, seeing under Alain Vigneault, and then now the restart, they come in and they don't miss a beat. What's been the biggest thing? Is it heart? Is it the depth? What do you think it is?
Well, there's three things I always look at in terms of when you have a team that you want to see like how they evolve and how they become a unit. The first thing is coaching, and I'm not putting this in any order, but what happened to the Flyers this year was the coaching element became a major factor. And Alain Vigneault was able to take his staff and have the players buy in. Because let's face it, and again, there's a lot of honesty in this. They clearly were not buying in the previous 5 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just however long it was. You're in the playoffs, you lose the first round, maybe you miss the playoffs, and nobody was really talking Flyers hockey at the level that we are again now. So the coaching, he gets everyone to buy in, the leadership group. The next thing you have to have is to build that chemistry and then have everybody start to believe in what you are and who you are. And that's a huge turnover from the coach to the leadership group. And all those leaders, the guys that have either evolved or are still here, guys like Couturier, Konechny, Provorov, have had to take a bigger bite of the apple than they had in the past, because and this is not a slight against Claude Giroux, but if Claude Giroux is your best player and the focal point of your team at this stage, you're not going to win a Stanley Cup. That's the fact of life. And maybe someone would say, oh, that's not right, but that's just the reality of the phase of sports.
Sure.
So the younger guys have to become a part of it, and then the older guys are still the biggest piece of the puzzle, because they're the ones that are given the directives. The third thing is goaltending, and you mentioned it with Hart. I can't understate the importance of having a guy that gives you a chance when maybe those nights your team just doesn't give you a chance, and that's when you need your goaltender to give you a little life. Give you an example. First period the other day against the Bruins on Sunday, I thought Boston had a great opening 20 minutes.
Yeah.
The difference in the final score of that game is the first period that Carter Hart had when his mates weren't quite there yet. They came in the second and third period, but that to me is a big difference. Those three things, coaching, chemistry, goaltending, you can do an awful lot with it. It's really, really hard to combine them, Anthony, all at once, and that's what the Flyers have done this year. And that's what I've seen through one exhibition game and one round robin game. And that's a great sign.
Yeah. You know, and it was interesting because he took the life out of the Bruins. And then even when the game was out of hand, you could see that Boston just wanted to feel good, right? I think I think Bush even said it on the broadcast that they wanted to feel good, right? So you got, you know, Pasta Man and Marchand. And Bergeron, and they're trying to get one. They pulled the goalie, they had the power play, they pulled the goalie, and still he stoned them, and he frustrated them. And I think all those moments add up, and I think you're seeing a team, and you've achieved in this league. You understand about confidence, and they just seem like a really confident team.
They are, and that to me has been the part all year. I forgot. I mean, there's been a lot of great additions too that Chuck Fletcher acquired last summer. Niskanen, Braun, Hayes. I mean, really, really quality pieces. But the emergence of the young guys has been a story. Mm-hmm. The chemistry has been just so, so good. But again, to recreate, I think the worst part about what they're going through right now and being in the bubble is the fact that Philadelphia was so unbelievable for the home games this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it felt like some nights you just weren't going to lose. That's the worst part of this whole bubble thing. I think the NHL's done a great job in terms of giving it a look. I mean, it's odd when you see it overhead. You just see two teams and then nobody in the stands. But covering it up, I think they've done a good job. And when you talk to a couple players inside the bubble from here in South Jersey, and, you know, they say they've done a really good job, the NHL, in terms of how the look is. But, again, I just like the way the Flyers are playing. And if you have that kind of chemistry and camaraderie that they clearly have right now, it doesn't matter where you play or who you play in front of.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Chris Terry and Bundy with us on the Comcast Business Hotline as we break down little Flyers. And I'm curious, I mean, they're four lines deep now. I mean, they're three defensive. They're so good top to bottom. I think that's the thing that really surprised me. That's what you'd bring up with the influx of the young talent. Like Pitlick, right? Like kid like that. Like Myers.
Pitlick's another.
You know?
Yeah, Myers. Sandlin. I mean, these are other guys. I mean, and you know, it's funny. When you have a team that's like that, you know, you hope you have as many guys locked in under contract because, you know, you take them. The one thing year to year, you can't ever recreate or have the same semblance of whatever you built the year before. You think you just flip a switch. It usually comes through your core players, but I think that's where the excitement level is for this team. You mentioned Pitlick, Myers, those guys, you know, if you look at Chicago, yeah, they had a lot of great players at the top with Kane and Jonathan Toews, Duncan Keith at the time, Seabrook. But really, it was a lot of those depth guys at the time who were depth players that ended up becoming stars in their own right in other places, like Andrew Ladd, Dustin Bufflin.
Yeah.
We're all part of that Chicago team that won.
Right.
They went on elsewhere to have great careers. So this is really unique that there is this much depth, Anthony, up and down the lineup and through the defense corps and goaltending. This is a team I think that's set up for a run for quite a few years. It's a matter of just trying to get that first one under your belt and taking it one day at a time. I think it's really suited this team best.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you brought up the young guys. And one of the guys I love, because, you know, Raffel, who had been playing really well, gets hurt. And, you know, Farabee's coming in. And I love Farabee, man. I think he's got just tremendous ability. And it's like, boom, all of a sudden. And you brought up Chuck Fletcher. And look at Grant. That was a big addition. Thompson was a big addition.
Yep. I don't see them. I don't see a hole for in any of the respective forward positions. I just don't see a hole where everybody's slotted.
Yeah.
You know, Thompson's a fourth line. The Raffel injury, that hurts. You know, I think AV had a choice before the game one, whether it was going to be Raffel or Farabee. He liked Lawton at the wing a little bit more than he did at center, so I kept Thompson into the lineup. But I think when you look at it, I mean, that Raffel's a bigger body. He can skate. Great guy in the room. But really, when you're going to have injuries, other teams have had them. It's a next man up mentality. And Farabee got a lot of games under his belt this year. Some of them were highly successful, and some of them he looked like a rookie. Those are the natural progressions of a young player, and I look forward to seeing the energy that he brings into the game tomorrow.
Buddy, who are you most worried about in the conference?
In the conference, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay is to me is the scariest team. Their skill level is extremely high. Boston's a good team, too. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they came in here. The Flyers had won 9 in a row back in March. They came in here and played a dynamite game with Tuukka Rask in nets and beat the Flyers 2-0 to snap that skid before we went on hiatus for 4.5 months. So they're a good team. I mean, those four teams at the top, they're the four best teams in the conference. Yeah. I would say the sneaky Pete on the outside would probably have to be Pittsburgh again. Yeah. You know, I mean, if they get out of Montreal, they're just, you know, anytime you got Sidney Crosby on your team, you got stuff to worry about.
Yeah.
There's other teams playing well too, though, because you got Carolina. They're playing well.
Yeah.
The New York Islanders are playing really well. So, you know, it's a mixed bag, and it's a matter of just staying in the moment and trying to not worry about what's ahead of you, but what's presented in front of you. And I think that's really one thing that Vigneault has done a great job with his team.
Chris Therrien with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. I love what the NHL's done, and they had staggered the games out of the bubbles. Out of the two bubbles, and you get all the games on television. It's been a lot of fun, man. I think they've done it the right way.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, listen, I didn't know what to expect. And I'll be honest with you, Anthony. I would say a month ago, I was still like, how are they going to do this? I wasn't sure. But the bubble appears to be the answer for both the NBA and the National Hockey League. It looks like they've done it right. The players seem to be focused and disciplined. That's an issue. You know, I don't think when you look at baseball, and we're both baseball guys too, but pretty clear that the Miami Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals were out on the town somewhere.
Yeah.
And these things happen. I may have been a guilty party at one time myself.
But never.
But anyway, the bubble is not as much trouble as the outside world.
That's
so that's
right. Hey, take us into your world for tomorrow. What's Bundy got going on?
Tomorrow's a busy day. The Flyers are going to have a pregame live on NBC Sports starting at 3 p.m. The game was, I'll be on again with Katie Emmer, regular broadcast.
Love it.
Tomorrow, Bill Jackson and Taryn Hatcher will have that. Also, though, Anthony, interesting, because the game was to be determined for so long, it's now a 4 p.m. start on NBC Sports Philadelphia. And anybody looking to supplement that broadcast can go to philadelphiaflyers.com/playoffs. That's philadelphiaflyers.com/playoffs to supplement the broadcast. So, big day. We'll have a post game after and intermissions, and looking forward to game two of the round robin. I think tomorrow, the Capitals Flyers will renew some haste and some nastiness in that one. Anytime Tom Wilson's in a game like that, you're going to be, there'll be some fireworks, I think, tomorrow. It'll be a good game.
I love it. I'll be with you, Bundy. You're the best, man. We love you, buddy.
Thanks, pal. Love you guys, too. Appreciate you having me on.
There he
is.
Have
a great week.
You too, pal. Go Flyers. There he is, Bundy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.